Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.
All right, seriously, like if you're driving right now, you might want to pull over before I play what I'm going to play. If you're doing anything that, if you're susceptible to like passing out when you hear crazy news or bad news, just have a seat. It's going to take a little bit to absorb this one. Hot 96.9. Tom Brady, The great Tom Brady, was on this little show yesterday called Super Soul Sunday with this, what's that guy's name? Oprah, something like that?
Oprah.
Yeah. Anyway.
I got your little show.
He's putting her on the map, Pebbles.
Yeah,
by
okay.
Giving her an interview.
He needs her right now.
And here's just a little snippet of something that he had to say.
There's definitely an end coming sooner rather than later.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
like a dagger to the heart.
Oh, God, I think I'm having a heart attack.
But he's seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
Are you guys surprised?
No.
No.
I feel like this interview, honestly, was him setting people up, going, hey, it's... He said something that devastated Melissa. Tell him.
I'll tell you right now, Tom Brady is a god. He's amazing. I'm still a huge fan, but he did say something in this interview that really bothered me. You know how when the Patriots lose the Super Bowl, or if they lose a big game, right? Mm-hmm. For me as a fan, that stays with me for a very long time. Like, I'm not over this Super Bowl loss yet. I'm really not. And the season hasn't started yet, okay? Tom Brady was talking about how Oprah asked him, how long does it take you to get over a bad loss like that? And he admitted to her that back in the day, you know, when he lost to the Giants, you know, when he had the perfect season or whatever, he's like, those Super Bowl losses would stay with me the entire offseason and into the next season. Now he admitted to Oprah that it lasts no more than 3 weeks tops because his priorities in life have changed. Oh. Now he has his kids.
But what do you want him to do? Sit in a room in the dark in a ball for 3 months?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Motivate yourself.
Yeah, but see, he's placating to Oprah. That's all he's doing. He knows his audience. Because if you really know Tom and you watch Tom versus Time.
I did watch Tom versus Time.
He said in that after the Super Bowl loss, that these Super Bowl losses stick with you and they stay with you forever. You know, I'm still feeling the effects when I lost, when I was with Carolina and we lost to the Patriots back in 2003 or whenever it was. So but he's able to say, you know what? I got a different type of audience. I got this book. I want people to know, you know, I'm able, you know, to get over certain things. And that's kind of what he says.
Yeah.
But he probably knows, he feels like, man, I cannot believe we lost this game in it. And it's going to affect him always, even when he's done playing.
It is definitely the end. Just him being on Oprah is proof to me. And I don't follow the Tom, none of that stuff. Because he talked about like spirituality being like his, you know, his purpose in life. And he talked about how he wants to live a purposeful, impactful life.
You are!
Right, but I'm thinking he wants to live it in a different way. And who else?
Yeah.
Like, this is completely opening him up to a different audience.
That's why he's doing it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is the end.
Football,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The end in which way? What you mean the end?
Like he's done. Football. Football like he's is done becoming football. Secondary to him.
The countdown is
clear.
On.
It's clear.
Listen. He thinks he's going to play. He thinks he's going to be the Uncle Drew of
football. No. I'm realistic as far as he's going to probably play 2 weeks between 44 and 45.
Yeah.
That's realistic. That's, you know, that's a few more years. And he said that. He's now, what he's doing is like what you don't understand. He has this new venture that he's pushing on people. So when he's done playing football, which is actually pretty smart. It won't be a year, but when he's done.
If they win it this year, he's done. I'm convinced of that.
When he's done, he has this platform that everybody, you know, it's the TB12 method. It's this, it's that. He's now using this to get out because he sees the light at the end of the tunnel. But he'll play, you know, he's going to be 41 years old this year. So
in August,
yeah.
Which, by the way, people need to stop giving Giselle a bad rap for it. Like, I listen to the sports talk radio too. I'm sorry. They are giving Giselle way too much. They're pretty much blaming Giselle for the way Tom Brady is now. He would have done the same stuff. Maybe she has a little bit of an influence.
And his kids.
That's what I'm saying.
How dare she?
Exactly. Like, I'm sure she had a little bit of an influence, but she is not to blame, quote unquote, for Tom Brady now wanting to think about life after football. I'm sorry.
Do you guys know Tom?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I got him on speed dial.
Listen, I want to ask this question. Romero, you know Tom?
I don't know Tom.
All right,
personally.
Pebbles, you know Tom?
I do not.
Okay, Melissa, you know
Tom? I do, yes.
Do you know Tom?
I do. I got him on speed dial.
Okay.
He's number three.
Yeah, listen. I know the guy, right?
Yeah. Okay.
And I talk to the guy.
Uh-huh.
And when I tell you he's the most competitive person out there when it comes to playing football and just being a competitive person.
Yeah.
He's not retiring after this year.
You don't know this
if
much as
win,
like Giselle.
Yeah.
Like
yes,
you act like it's like Giselle, then you.
No, no.
And then
it's Giselle, the kids, then, you know, right there. I'm in a circle.
Get up. Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new High 96.9.